Mr. President, Director General Chan, Health Ministers, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for giving me the opportunity to address the chamber. As the journal Lancet once stated, climate change is the biggest global health threat of the 21st century. I'm pleased to have this opportunity to share with you Chinese Taipei's experience and view on this important issue. Climate change is clearly affecting Taiwan. During the past 100 years, our average temperature increased by 1.1 degrees Celsius. Between 2000 and 2009, 11 typhoons brought heavy rainfall that caused serious flooding. In contrast, before 2000, the average was only 4 such events per decade. As we are aware, climate change can harm human health in 3 ways: infections, emergencies, and environmental changes. As for infections, evidence and our National Health Data Bank shows that the spread of 4 communicable diseases in Taiwan is closely related to climate change, including dengue, leptospirosis, melioidosis, and tsutsugamushi. Due to the heightened frequency of typhoon and intensive rainfall, dengue outbreaks since 2007 have grown from intermittent common source outbreaks to continuous outbreaks. Over the past decade, 3 melioidosis cluster outbreaks all happened within 1 to 3 weeks after typhoons with torrential rainfall. After Typhoon Malakut hit Taiwan in 2009, a leptospirosis cluster outbreak brought about 130 confirmed cases. Moreover, since 2000, the instance of tsutsugamushi has more than doubled. As far as emergencies, the second way climate change can harm human health. The frequency of flooding caused by typhoon has tripled over the past decade in Taiwan, with a corresponding rise in casualties. In order to meet such challenges, Chinese Taipei has set up the Central Emergency Operations Center, which is capable of responding to 22 types of disasters. Meanwhile, more than 500 hospitals across Taiwan have established emergency response mechanisms. In terms of environmental changes, the third way climate change harms human health is the combination of rising temperature and high humidity, which has magnified the number of related fatalities. Research show that heat index readings above 39 degrees Celsius can cause a higher mortality rate, especially when humidity rises concurrently. In response, Chinese Taipei has established a project that supports vulnerable populations before and during extreme weather events, such as overly high and overly low temperatures. For example, cardiovascular disease and stroke patient admitted to emergency room during the coldest months rose by 11% in 2012. Excuse me. So more lives were able to be saved. other diseases caused by environmental change, such as cataracts and skin cancer, which stem from excessive ultraviolet radiation exposure and airborne allergic disease like asthma, have also gradually increased over the past decade. Chinese Taipei fully support the WHO work plan on climate change and health. We have established a cross-ministry standing committee that developed policy framework and action plans aimed at mitigating the impact of climate change. The impact of climate change on human health is imminent and present. We need to work as a team to tackle these challenges. Chinese Taipei is willing and able to join and contribute to related global efforts. We hope that our goodwill is noted and that our meaningful and dignified participation in the WHO can be broadened. I call for the model of our presence in the WHA to be further expanded to other WHO-related meetings, mechanisms, and activities, so that we can join WHO efforts to fight health issues caused by climate change. Lastly, I would like to express my best wishes for a successful 67th World Health Assembly, Taiwan Gaiyu. Thank you.